You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was FKA Twigs with Home With You. It's now time to talk about retirement. A drip feed income scheme called KiwiSpend could kick in when KiwiSaver members turn 65, helping them stretch their savings through what could be a long retirement. To find out more, I spoke to the Interim Retirement Commissioner Peter Courts from the Commission for Financial Capability about this recommendation and began by asking him to give me a brief rundown on what the review of retirement income policies exactly is.
Every 3 years, government requires the Retirement Commissioner to conduct a review on the effectiveness of current retirement income policies and how effective they are for helping New Zealanders live well in retirement. 2019 is the latest in that cycle. We're working towards a terms of reference that has us covering a whole range of issues from affordability to vulnerability and equity. And this latest piece is a piece we've been asked to look at around decumulation, which is how Kiwis make their money last through retirement.
This report on decumulation was prepared for your team, and what were the main findings of this?
One of the, backdrops for concern in this space is the fact that New Zealanders still aren't necessarily saving enough for retirement. KiwiSaver has been a help, but it's been in place since 2007. But Inland Revenue conducted a survey recently that suggested that most folk who are arriving at 65 are pretty much draining the whole lot and either retiring debt and or travelling. And the accumulation piece is how we can ensure that our savings last as long as we do. That's primarily the focus of that piece.
Because obviously the KiwiSaver system has this one-off withdrawal. And what exactly are the implications of this on retirement savings? Does this mean that it's just not lasting for people?
Oh, well, look, I think, I guess it's not so much the fact that the one-off withdrawals are a problem because it's your money. You get to do what you like with it. But given that New Zealand superannuation currently, as a universal annuity, provides a backstop at $411 a week for an individual, $633 for a couple, it's not enough, I guess, for many to guarantee the lifestyle that they're looking to enjoy through retirement or give them options. So I guess the concern is that if people are burning what they've saved quickly, that it doesn't give them the options and resources they need to last through retirement.
So in light of this, the report seemed to suggest some government-regulated scheme called KiwiSpend. Can you tell me a bit more about that, please?
Well, look, what we know is that overseas that annuity schemes are that drip feed income to their members from their savings over time are quite common. In some countries, they're compulsory. It's not the case here. And while there are a number of financial services providers who are offering annuity products, this is a little different in that it'll be, what the University of Auckland's Retirement Policy and Research Centre are proposing is a scheme that's linked to KiwiSaver. And what they're suggesting is people be defaulted into the scheme when they turn 65. They can opt out, but only after taking some advice. And those that stay in would be paid an annuity over and above their New Zealand super for the life of that. Importantly also, it would be geared in a way that those payments could increase as you reach a stage of your retirement where you need more healthcare.
Right, and what's the benefit of introducing this KiwiSpend idea instead of just, let's say, increasing the super annuity people were receiving?
We're being asked to look at these issues, fiscal sustainability of the current super model is kind of always part of the mix. And even though, we're only talking about $411 a week for an individual, New Zealand superannuation currently costs us $39 million a day. And because of our ageing population, that number trebles over the space of 20 years. So increasing super universally doesn't necessarily help its chances of being sustained long term. This is just about how you help New Zealanders make what they save last across that, and I guess their retirement. And one of the issues is longer life expectancy means that you need to consider that retirement, if you're retiring at 65, you know, right now for most people based on life expectancy, that's some 20 years. Now, for increasing numbers of people, including your generation, that could be as long as 30 to 40 years in retirement. And it's important then to consider how you're going to make what you have got saved last.
The KiwiSaver model is government-backed, but you do keep your money within a collection of different providers, which you can choose from. How do you see this interplay working with the KiwiSpend approach?
Well, look, I guess downstream, the mechanics of anything that's being proposed would still need to be worked through. KiwiSaver is currently, you know, government-supported and gives New Zealanders access to a variety of providers who offer different types of plans. So, you know, I guess it wouldn't be about taking choice away. It would just be about government playing a more active role in ensuring
right. It
was supporting it.
So follow a pretty similar model to the current KiwiSaver with, you know, government support, but people can pick different providers.
Potentially, yes. But, right. You know, beyond, I guess, agreeing to develop it as a concept, there would need to be a discussion also around, you know, what providers could offer. And given the variety of KiwiSaver providers already, I guess one of the things that makes sense is to connect it to those providers already currently providing KiwiSaver.
And has there been any response from these existing providers around this proposal?
Not yet. Not formally. We are still in a period of public engagement, public submissions, which includes the providers and anyone really who wants to have a say about any of the ideas that are being offered up, is open until the end of October. So we will, through to the end of this month, receive all the research, all these proposals, any submissions and feedback, and then through much of November, collate that to help inform the recommendations that I have to make in December.
The scope of this report does focus on decumulation, and this seems to be more of a symptom of New Zealanders being unable to save for retirement. What thought has gone around how to actually make New Zealanders save? Because this appears to be a bit of a band-aid for a situation which could hopefully be avoided in the future.
Well, those issues and those issues around accumulation, which is still probably the highest priority for most New Zealanders, is accumulating enough before retirement. Those have been part of, I guess, the other areas of the review. This accumulation piece is the last part of the puzzle. We have, in the last couple of weeks, released research around housing, home ownership, and how New Zealanders, younger New Zealanders particularly, can be helped get on that on the property ladder. And housing are a really key part of building a financial foundation for your retirement. We've also looked at a variety of other schemes around KiwiSaver care credits for caregivers who spend a number of years out of the workforce, and also the fiscal sustainability work. So I guess while the accumulation is important, you're right, how much you accumulate before retirement remains critical, and that's, I guess, one of the backdrops for why this becomes important. People aren't, New Zealanders particularly, don't save enough, higher levels of debt than many parts of the world, and KiwiSaver as an option, while it's been useful, a lot of people aren't maximising their return from that.
That was The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.